And good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It's 9:07 here on a Tuesday morning. Tuesday means we're getting an update from one of our local government entities. We talk with Pottawatomie County on the fourth Tuesday of each month. And joining us here over the phone today, we've got a couple of guests. We have Pottawatomie County Commissioner Greg Riott joining us. Greg, good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to talk to you once again. And we also have with him County Planner Stephen Metzger joining us. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to talk to both of you here this morning. Lots going on in Pottawatomie County. We're going to get some updates on a number of county business items, but one in particular that I know has been in the works for a little bit is developing some solar farm regulations. And I know there was a meeting held last Thursday. It was a joint meeting of the County Commission and the Planning Commission staff. And that was one of the discussion items on there. And Stephen, I don't know if you want to take the lead on this or Greg, but tell us what all was accomplished at that meeting.
So the meeting last week was really about getting to a point where we can have a publicly available draft for a comment by the public, and set maybe a public hearing date, maybe some information meetings. And really start to sort of move this ball forward in whatever form it looks like, whether that's the draft that we have available, whether that's no solar farms at all, or whether that's something in between. We've been doing this for about probably 10 months now, Greg, I think. That sounds about right.
Been a while.
And so we just kind of were, I think we're to a point where we're ready to take those next steps. And that's what we were trying to figure out on Thursday.
And, you know, anytime you have two bodies of government like this, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of moving parts here, a lot of disagreement here, maybe on one side versus the other. Is there maybe a little more fluidity here? I don't know if that's a word or not, but is there more maybe a common agreement among the two entities at this point?
I think amongst the 13 individuals, the 10 planning commissioners and 3 county commissioners, the one thing that they all agree on is that they don't really have a consensus on just about anything yet on this, not because of individual disagreements, just because this is a big issue. It's a complicated issue, and we're all trying to learn basically from the ground up. And anytime you have that, there's differing opinions about all kinds of things. So anytime we've taken sort of informal straw polls at the Planning Commission, it almost always ends up a 50-50 split between those commissioners. And so that's been one of the challenges, is just trying to find that consensus amongst everybody.
All right. Greg, what is your input as far as the plans that you have right now and where the conversation is heading at this point?
Well, I think planning and zoning is certainly taking the lead on trying to provide direction for us to give good input, to come up with a plan, if you will, on how if this will occur, if it does, how it will occur. And this, you know, where I'm involved in agriculture, farming, have some ground and stuff, not a big farmer by any means, but still it's a difficult subject, and it encompasses so much. You know, there's undoubtedly good with this, but there's also, not good with it. And I think if you take it serious and you want to recognize people's private property rights to make money, but then also, there'll be a trickle-down effect if we came in and did all of this, or a lot of it solar. You know, you have absentee landlords. We might lose some of our younger farmers, and, could affect some of our local businesses, our ag businesses. So I really applaud the members of the Planning Council for all the work. And, I don't know that there's been any arguments, but there's certainly been a lot of, I think if I said spirited discussions would be accurate. And I think that's important to get in there and to get to the bottom of this thing and find out what is best for our community, our county, and at the same time try to respect our rights that we have with property, but at the same time not go overboard. So it's not easy, I'll tell you that. I'd say since I've been commissioner, probably one of the more difficult things we've dealt with.
And I think that internal conflict between, you know, protecting the county as a whole and allowing folks to have their own property rights has been an internal conflict for, I know myself, and I think all 13 members of the Planning Commission and County Commission. And like Greg said, it's not that there's been a lot of argument, but I think it's just trying to figure out where each individual stands on that scale between, you know, zoning regulations and private property rights, and trying to figure out where each one of those 13 members sits has been a long process, and it's been a good one. So,
sure. Well, and give us an idea of the size of an average solar farm, because I know they're pretty large in comparison to maybe some others.
That's one of the things that's really important to me to try and get across to folks is the scale that we're talking about. So in Pottawatomie County, we have a small 10-acre solar installation that was built earlier this year. The projects that we're talking about here are orders of magnitude larger than that, you know, 1,000 acres, 2,000 acres, and up. So we're talking 3 to 5 square miles for a solar project. Now, that's not typically all solar panels, but it is the project extent. And that's a huge piece of property that's going into one use. And so it's really important that folks are aware of that size so that they can, you know, it doesn't come as a surprise when and if one of these ever comes to town.
Okay. And I guess therein lies the some of the concern probably from property owners is maybe one person here, we'll say Joe for example, wants to make some money and put a solar farm on part of his property, but maybe his neighbor across the street doesn't like the aesthetics of it, and so there's maybe a little concern there. Is that kind of what's driving some of these regulations here?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you want to allow Joe, and I think Greg touched on this a little bit, you want to try and give Joe the opportunity to take advantage of his property rights, but you also want to protect his neighbor from any impacts that Joe's enjoyment of his property rights might have. So we do this all the time. That's essentially what zoning is. And this is just another piece of that puzzle. But yeah, it's balancing the private property rights with protecting the public at large from those negative impacts.
All right. Explain to me, Stephen, if you would, kind of why the purpose of involving both the Planning Commission and the County Commission here, does one override the other on certain decisions?
So by state statute, zoning regulations are formulated by the Planning Commission holding a public hearing and making a recommendation to the County Commission. And then County Commission makes the ultimate yay or nay decision on those changes. So that's the reason why we're involving both bodies early, because both bodies are going to need to be involved in this decision-making process. Planning Commission's recommendation in state statute has a lot of sway. In order to override that, you need to be more than just a simple majority. So it's really important that both entities are aware of it, and if it can happen, kind of have a consensus going into the public comment, public hearing part.
Okay. One thing I'm not an expert at, and I will say that publicly, I'm not an expert on permits and planning and zoning things. So I know that this is kind of at issue also with these regulations is kind of explaining the conditional use permits and why those are required here for this. Can you kind of fill us in a little bit on kind of that aspect of this, developing these, this draft plan?
Sure. So in the county, about 95% of the county is zoned agriculture, A1 agriculture. And because of that, solar farms are proposed to be a conditional use in A1. And what that means, what a conditional use is it's a use that might be appropriate for that particular zoning district, but with certain conditions placed upon that use. It's basically a recognition that some of these uses can only go in one spot, but these uses are much more intense than you would typically see in that zoning district. And the reason we do a conditional use as opposed to a zoning change is that if you once that use goes away, then all of the other uses in that zoning district would be allowed. So, for example, if we rezone this to a manufacturing district, well, if we rezone 2,000 acres to manufacturing, when the solar farm went away, you would still have all of these manufacturing uses allowed. So the conditional uses is meant to be sort of a, well, in some places they're called special uses, a unique use within that zoning district that has some negative impacts that need to be accounted for. I hope I did an all right job of explaining it.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, I know that there's also another thing here that you've got a lot of growth going on in Pottawatomie County. How do you keep, you know, that growth from infringing on potential, if you have solar farms coming in here, you know, creeping in on those? Because there's different zoning uses probably required for the more urban areas.
Right, and we're kind of in a, it's kind of been lucky so far that the companies that have been looking at solar farms are not really looking in the area where we have the residential growth.
Okay.
But that is one of the things that our regulations is attempting to mitigate for, is not having these solar farms encroach upon the growth areas and vice versa. So, yeah, that's something we're trying to account for.
And I know that in planning for this, this is kind of with the Jeffrey Energy Center kind of going away here in the next decade or so, it looks like this is maybe a way to kind of supplement some of the energy production here in Pottawatomie County. Does the county stand to gain a lot economically from this, from having these regulations in place and maybe inviting solar farms in?
So the one caveat for that is that in state statute, these types of installations and wind farms are under the same umbrella are actually exempt from property taxes for the first 10 years, which is better than it used to be. It used to be forever. But for the first 10 years of a project like this, the county actually won't receive any property taxes based on the equipment. Now, the land underneath might change, but really there won't be any kind of tax increases to the county, meaningful ones, for at least the first 10 years. Now, if you're a property owner, sure, there's probably some economic impact because you, if you sign a lease, you've got a steady stream of income coming in. But that's not necessarily an impact on the county's bottom line.
Gotcha. Okay. We're talking with Stephen Metzger, county planner, and Commissioner Greg Wright here from Pottawatomie County. Ideally here, I know there's another joint meeting scheduled, not till the summertime, though, but what's kind of the, I guess, the timeline for getting this finalized?
So the first thing that Planning Commission wants us to do is hold two informational meetings. Not public hearings, but just opportunities for the public to come by, look at what the regulations we're proposing look like, ask any questions that they might have ahead of time. And then once those information meetings have been conducted, we would then hold a public hearing. The timeline for that is not perfectly set in stone yet, and that might be something that once we do, maybe we can come back on K-Man and really discuss it in detail. But we're looking at early spring to mid-spring kind of timeline for these three meetings.
Okay, very good. 9:20 here at News Radio KMAN. We're going to take our first break on the program and we'll come back. We'll have more with our Pottawatomie County guests, Stephen Metzger and Greg Riott, here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.